We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. We had a brisa where there's a machlokes if someone eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, is there me'ilah or not? And so far we had two pshatim, and now we're going to the third pshat. What the bi'ah machlokes is, why is there me'ilah or no me'ilah on Pesach if you eat chametz of hekdesh that belongs to hekdesh? Ravacha barava tana la laha. Shmaitzah Shmei Rav Yosef, he said over Shmei Rav Yosef a different shot in the Bi'ah Machlekes. B'halishtam. The Kuli Alma ain't paid the Mesach Kachim Lachil Meklavim. The Kuli Alma, you can't be paid the Lachil Meklavim. And like Rashi says, we're going according to Rab Shimon, who holds that it's Mutter Bahana Dafka after Pesach, but on Pesach is Asa Bahana. So here, you can't be paid it to be Machlel to Klavim, because you can't be there's it's also b'hanah on Pesach anyway, so you can't do it anyway to give it to Klavim. That's what Rashi says. Leave Rav Shimon the pligi. The Shor Lacha Pesach of Yisrael here. What's the machlekes? The machlekes is, and you could have even said if you're basically also since ain't poidim like this like Klavim, you could have said basically also, which the Maram Chalava speaks out. It says we're going for Rav Shimon because that's how Paschal like. So either Rav Shimon or basically, you could say that we're going to aim paid the Mesdashim Lachil Meklav, and therefore, on Pesach has no value. Even if it would be Asmana, it happened to be Asmana according to Rav Shimon. So what's the Machlekes? Here, it's the Mutta after Pesach, this Hekdesh will have a value. Because Mutta Ba'ana, right now, it has no value. But in a week, it'll have a value. So if I destroy something now, and I cause, then after a week, it won't be around anymore. Is that called Me'ila or not? That's called Dava Gerim Lamamin. It causes you to lose money. So b'halkam efekim b'davu agarim l'mamim d'amim. My dova ma'al. My name says the izmi ilah and yichayev kerem chayim yisva asham kusava davu agarim l'mamim k'mamim d'amim. My dova loy ma'al. My holds not no me'ilah kusava davu agarim l'mamim lav k'mamim d'amim. He holds that davu agarim l'mamim is not k'mamim d'amim. That's the b'halkam me'ilah or not. That's the third pshat in this brisa. Now we come to the fourth pshat, which is Rav Acha by Yaakov, and we'll see if he was chayzer from his Yisoy before. Remember, Acha b'Yaakov Yisoy before was that according to Rav Yehuda, who holds his Issa Hanah before, middle, after, it's only by Yidin, not by Goyim. Because he holds, he learned Sa'ar d'Achila and Sa'ar d'Riya. That's the Shita of Rav Acha b'Yaakov. Let's see if he was chayzer. Rav Acha b'Yaakov, Amma ad kuli yama dava gerim l'mamim k'mamim d'ami. Everyone knows dava gerim l'mamim k'mamim d'ami. Okay, so then it should be me'ilu l'kuli yama. What's the machlekes? While arguing Rehuda Rav Shimon, man them a loy miles no meila Rav Yehuda. He holds going to Rehuda. So this thing will be also hanah forever. If it's also hanah forever. It's no meila. Man them a maal Rav Shimon. Man them holds maal. It holds like Rav Shimon that there is heta hanah afterward. Therefore, it's dava gerim l'mama. We're passing dava gerim l'mama commandment. I mean, that's why it is meila. So what does Rav Acha b'Yaakov say? According to Rav Yehuda, there's no me'ila. Why? Because it's also forever. The problem is that Rav Acha b'Yaakov said before that according to Rav Yehuda, they have a drasha by Re'iyah, Shalcha at the Raya, but the Raya shall chayr v'shal hektish. That means there's no Isser Re'iyah on hektish. There's no Isser of Achila and Alba hektish either. So here, even for Rav Yehuda, it's Yimuta afterwards. So HaKarchach Rav Acha b'Yaakov is chayzif ha-Meshita that Rav Yehuda learns out, Sa'ar d'Achila, Mis'ar d'Riyah. The Gemara speaks it out. Rav Yaakov, who the Rav Yehuda, the Yalav, Sar the Chilam, Sar the Riyah. Ella Hod the Rav Yaakov, he Rav Yaakov was chayzer from before. So that was the fourth pshat in this price of is meila or no meila. Rashi Yama the Kuli Yama ain't paidim. Rashi says the Kuli Yama you cannot be paida la Chilu leklavim. You can't do that, and you can't sell it to a guy either for the same price. Rashi says you can't feed it to a guy either. But Dava Gerim Mam Lav Kamam and Dami. And it's not Dava Gerim, not Mam and Dami. Okay, so then why are we Mila? Baruch HaBefukta Reisha Gliv Rav Bona Kamifugi. Mandam Amal Krab Yesi. Mandam Aloy Mal Krab Bona. What does it mean Mandam Amal Krab Yesi? So Rashi explains that you're allowed to cook, use it as fuel under your pot on Pesach. That's the Hetano. If you have Yesi like Lili, you'll have enough from Chametz on Pesach. So he says, what you can do is you cook up a pot of soup, and therefore the hekesh has a value. What?
Can
you
give it to
me? So according to Rashi, says that that's the same level as machila leklavim. It's also a bezayin. If you taste it on the mouth, it's very that's the rabbanon, they think it's bezayin to take hekesh and put it and give it to a guy or give it to a klavim. To warm up your fuel up your pot, that will be fine. So therefore, the manimah holds a glili and holds you give it fuel up your pot. According to the manimah, no. So there's one kasha over here. The lechayra Amr Aleph on Chavtes Amr Aleph on the bottom. There, the Gemara wants to say that we're going according to Beresay Lili. Like this, if you paid lachilam klavim or not, lechayra either way is from ilah because I could cook up my pot under it. So some of the Shem say that it's machlekes this mandiyama and Rav Ashi. If the mandiyama holds ain't paid mechila klavim, could you warm up your pot? But the truth is, Taisus really asked this question to a certain extent. The bottom Taisus on Chavtesim Aleph, the bottom Taisus ain't paid says Tamele Ri. Avakav the ain't paidim nimol the laachas nisra for nasa efer yochol lifdoisay muta bahana. He doesn't mamish ask the kashin that way, but he asked the kashin in a similar oifen. Ayin Shom, Ayin Sfasamish, that look at different achrayim. But like upon the best way to learn is that it's machlekes Rav Ashi over here who says this pshat, and that man Yom Rav Yosef who says that pshat. If according to Rav Yosef Glili, if you hold im paid machila klavim, could you use it for fuel? Akuponim was zeichet the five pshatim in this brisa, a mal not mal, and we saw Rav Achav Yaakov was chayzer. Now we have to go to halacha lemaitza about chametz on Pesach, chametz after Pesach, very famous things of chametz mashu we know. So before that, just a very quick hakdama. There are two type of mixtures in halacha. Min b'minoy and min shaloy b'minoy. Min b'minoy means you mix two things that are the same type of food together. And let's say a classic example would be a piece of nevela, a steak, you know, a rib steak of nevela, and a rib steak of kosher meat. If you mix those two things together, a rib steak and a mila, a rib steak of kosher meat together, so that's the taruvas of min b'minoy. That's the taruvas min b'minoy. A taruvas min b'einamina means that you have a milk go into meat, that's a classic case of min b'einaminoy, or you have nevela that falls into a soup, which is water, it's min b'einaminoy. So it falls into water, that's min b'einaminoy. Nafmina is like this, that min b'einaminoy, there's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'einaminoy is lay bottle, and according to the Rabbanon, the rice is bottle b'roiv, and with the Rabbanon is shishin. Min b'einaminoy, Pashas we paskin, min b'einaminoy is something called tam ke'ikr, and it needs shishin to mevatel it. That's what we paskin, min b'einaminoy. So that's the aside. So in min b'einaminoy we have, it's a chalik of Rabbanon, it's bottle, be'elvai bottle, or it's bottle b'roiv. So according to Rabbanon, min b'einaminoy is more kulidik than min b'einaminoy, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'einaminoy is more chamed than min b'einaminoy. That's all of a shas. Now we'll come to chametz, which might be different, might be the same, let's see it inside. Amara. Chametz, the first thing we're going to say, not a clear statement, then we're going to explain. Amara, chametz in this bezmanai, which means on Pesach, more will explain. Ben b'minoi, ben b'shloi minoi, osir, it's osir. Shloi bezmanai, which means after Pesach, b'minoi osir, b'minoi is osir, shloi minoi is mutter. So we didn't explain what it means, how much, what was going on. Mayaskino. Ilim b'nesantam. If it means that the asers b'shishim, which means b'shishim tam, so shaloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach, shaloi b'minoi, mutter. After Pesach, if it falls into ein minoi, it's mutter. Why? Hayav taima, it's giving tam. It's less than shishim. If you're saying the iser on Pesach is b'shishim, so then after, you know, less than shishim, then saying that's why it's aser, so after Pesach it's mutter, it's bottle less than shishim. Ella must mean b'mashahu. So what's the pshat like this? Chametz b'zmanai on Pesach bein b'minoi bein mishloi b'minoi aser. On Pesach is the issa chametz b'mashahu sai b'minoi and sai shloi b'minoi. What's the pshat? Rav l'tamei, the Rav l'Shmuel, the Amar Tavar, both Rav l'Shmuel say it together. They both say kol surim shivatayra b'minoi mashu. All min b'minoi the Torah is also mashu. Like we said, Rav Yehuda holds. Min b'minoy b'mashu. Because you learn from a pasuk, what is medama par, medama chatos, that min b'minoy is also b'mashu. So all misur and tarim minu mashu. So on Pesach, it's also mashu. Shalei minu b'minoy, all over the Torah is b'minoy sentam. You need it's only aser if you don't have shishim. But it's a rav gazer chometz b'zmanoy shalei minu to b'minoy. So rav holds that on Pesach we make a gzeru. Since min b'minoy is aser midaraisa be'elef, we said even shloi b'minoy is also aser be'elef. Means one in a thousand is aser even shloi b'minoy, according to Rav, because he holds a grav Yehuda. Then he gzeira shloi b'minoy atu b'minoy. What about after Pesach? V'shloi b'zmanoy b'minoy is aser grav Yehuda even b'mashu after Pesach. V'shloi b'minoy mutter. V'shloi b'zmanoy When after Pesach, which is more kulodik, it's more kulodik. It's in mutar bahana according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Yehuda, it's no chorus. Either way, it's more kulodik. So the halacha is that after Pesach, shaloi b'mina, it's like a regular iser and it's batal b'shishim. B'mina not going with Rav Yehuda. So on Pesach, a mashu asers any mixture. After Pesach, a mashu only asks mim b'minoi, but shaloi b'minoi is batal b'shishim. This is, remember, it's going according to Rav, a pasuk like Rav Yehuda, mim b'minoi is loy batal. All not after Pesach. Mim b'minoi is loy batal all over. Even after Pesach, therefore it's awesome. That mim b'minoi loy batal means even one mashu asks, but mim b'minoi is batal b'shishim. Because that's Rav Yehuda Shita all over, all the Surah. Take a regular Isser after Pesach. On Pesach, we make a Gzeira, fill up a Elatoy Bata, even Shlevi Mina. Even if the Chametz falls into something that's not the same min, it falls into your Kugel. But even Mash will be also. But because it's a Gzeira. But after Pesach, if the Chametz falls into your Kugel, then Shishim will be Bata. But if it falls into other Chametz that was baked after Pesach, it'll be also even Mash, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav. That's Rav Shita, had a Pascha Lacha Maisa. We're going to have three Shitas here. This is Rav Shita. Mishmuel Lama, and the truth is, we have a fourth Shita really, because Rav will say halacha l'maisa on tomorrow's daf. But this is Rav Shita. Shmuel Lama, Chometz bezmanoi b'minoi aser. He holds Chometz bezmanoi b'minoi aser, because again, Rav and Shmuel both hold like Rav Yehuda, holds mim b'minoi le'batel. So Pesach, on Pesach, if a little Chometz falls into your matzah, even 1,000 matzahs and a little mash of Chometz, it's awesome. Shaloi b'minoi. If on Pesach the chametz falls into your kugel, it's mutter if you have shishim. Shaloi b'zmanoi. After Pesach, any taruvus will be mutter, as long as you have roiv. Ben b'minoi, ben shaloi b'minoi is mutter. What's the pshat? The Gemara explains. Chametz b'zmanoi, b'minoi aser. On Pesach, if a little chametz falls into your matzah, it's aser. Shmuel atamei, the rabbi Shmuel narmit avar, kol shu, shu, b'tar, b'minoi, asurim, b'mashu. All min b'minoi in the Torah is aser b'mashu. Shaloi b'minoi, if it's not the same min, but it's time, it's batal b'shishim. And he holds, shaloi b'minam, otu minam le'gazah. You don't make a gzera, einoi minoi, otu minoi. Shaloi b'zmanoi, after Pesach, bein b'minam, bein shaloi minam, any taruvos is mutarim k'rab Shimon. It's mutar according to Rab Shimon, it's batal, it's not klav, it could be says it's batal even b'shishim, or you don't even need that, we'll see. Any type of taruvus is mutter after Pesach because Rav Shimon was not geyser by taruvus, the iser or knas. They weren't geyser by taruvus. As long as you have roiv, there's no problem of the knas. So that's Shmuel Shita. So the main there's two differences in Rav and Shmuel. Two differences. Difference number one is on Pesach, if your chametz falls into the kugel. And there's 1,000 times kugel k'nega the chametz. According to Rav, it's aser, it's a gzeira to minoi. According to Shmuel, it's mutter, because no gzeira. Second nafkamina is after Pesach. According to Rav, mim b'minoi, if your chametz falls into your bread after Pesach, it's aser even if it's 1,000. According to Shmuel, that's mutter, because Shmuel holds that there's no din of mim b'minoi le'batel after Pesach. Why not? Because Shimon was not geyser, his knas by taruvus, by its mixture. That's Rav and Shmuel. Now here's the third shita, Reichna. Reichna Amar, Chometz bezmanoi, on Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein b'shloi minoi, it only asers b'nois in time. That means, on Pesach, according to Reichna, if Chometz falls into your soup, if you have 60 k'neged the soup, it is mutter. And even b'minoi, it's mutter. Shloi bezmanoi, after Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein b'shloi mutter, he also holds that there's no din of taruvus, knas on taruvus. And the Gemara explains, Chometz bezmanei, bein b'minoi b'shloi minoi b'shloi minoi, it works with shishim, reichon tamei, the reichon rashtak uzamar tavayu, kol esurim shiv v'tayra, all esurim v'tayra, bein b'minoi b'shloi minoi, is b'nai sin tam, all esurim v'tayra, say min b'minoi, say min b'minoi minoi, the halach is, it goes with shishim, it's batal b'shishim, with 60 times, batal b'shishim. Shaloi bezmanoi, bein b'minoi b'shloi minoi, mutarim k'rav shivin. By shaloi bezmanoi, say b'minoi, say b'minoi, it's mutar k'rav shivin, because we hold, there's no gzera on taruvus chametz after Pesach. No gzera on taruvus chametz, and therefore we mutter according to Rav Shimon. And the Metz Shem on the beginning of tomorrow's daf, we will learn the halacha lemaisa, and we'll see. Maybe is there a svara to say that chametz asa mashu not because of Rabbi Yehuda? Right now, coming out just to make clear, the only tzad that chametz mashu is asa is only because of going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds every mimamina is asa. So far, we didn't have any din that chametz is any worse. We just had the gabrik zera of shloimamina. We had chametz worse, but it started off with the din, the regular din of Rabbi Yehuda mimamina bottle. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? We'll see. Matzchem on tomorrow's daf. The gabrik chametz.